A bill that would exempt applied behavior analysis clinics from needing an expensive state license is headed to the House floor next month. Health News Florida's Delina Miller reports clinics treating children on the autism spectrum will face tough financial decisions if it does not pass.
The State Agency for Healthcare Administration recently announced they will begin enforcing a rule on the books requiring clinics providing ABA therapy to have a specific healthcare clinic license. But many clinics in Florida don't meet the criteria for approval and would have to hire a clinical medical director. They'd also have to pay an annual fee. Representative Renee Plasencia, a Republican from Orlando, sponsored the bill that would exempt these clinics. He says it'll cost at least $30,000 for each clinic to comply.
It's important to understand that if this bill does not pass, especially the licensure component, you're going to see a lot of clinics, and I would say anywhere between 30% to 50% of our clinics would be forced to close down.
Some clinics have already shut down after the state began making changes to the Medicaid program 2 years ago in response to ABA fraud in South Florida. Citrus County's last clinic shut down in 2019. For Health News Florida, I'm Delina Miller.